Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
All right, what have I learnt? Well, I've learnt about a pregnancy jar.
Okay.
Before you start asking too many questions, I'll get straight into it. How many times when you were married, how long between marriage and the birth of your first child?
Okay, we got married. Oh, you're testing me. We got married
roughly.
We got married in 2011 and had our daughter in 2013.
Okay, so a couple of years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
In that time, how many times have people come up to you and gone, oh, going to have a kid now?
No, I don't.
Get pregnant?
Only probably a handful of times because we met and got married within like less than about 12 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So
From the first time you met him?
Yes.
To I do?
Yes.
Less than 12 months?
No, about 12 months. Maybe 14 months.
Good on ya. When you know, you know.
You know.
That's exactly it. Anyway, getting sidetracked.
Sorry.
This lady, she's sick of it. So her and her husband, I mean, look, it's a very touchy subject if you're trying for kids.
Yeah,
my cousin was trying for years and years and years, and I think it was after 7 years he managed to have some kids.
Yeah.
So I understand how touchy the subject can be. She was sick of it, her and her husband, because her whole family and her friends were constantly coming up to him. So she goes, that's it, I'm starting a pregnancy jar. For every single person that asks me about when we're going to have a baby, they have to put $1 in this jar.
How much money did she get?
She enforced it.
So you guys have been married 4 years now. Babies are next.
Yeah, and she would stop the conversation and she'd go, actually, that makes me feel uncomfortable. And I'm starting this pregnancy jar. Every time someone asks me, you got to put $1 in the jar. Here's the jar. She would carry it around in her purse everywhere she goes. She said she made a lot of money from her family. But also it started arguments in her family as well.
Yeah.
Because they were like, no, get over it. She's like, no, this is serious. You need to stop asking.
You need to realize what your questions might be doing to people.
That's exactly right. It took 4 months before her family stopped asking her any questions.
That's still quite a while.
I know, that's what I thought. But she said, look, it worked, and I've got so much money that I could spend on all my dogs. So, but I wondered, what's a question that always gets asked of you?
Okay, so if I had $1 for every time someone mentioned my height,
oh yes,
I would have a lot of money.
That's what I want you to finish right now. 9313-0985. Finish this sentence. If I had $1 for every time, ... So for you, it's height.
Yeah. If I had $1 for every time someone mentioned my height.
Yeah.
Or lack thereof. Or actually, if I had $1 for every time someone said to me, oh, well, good things come in small packages, I would be a millionaire. We've got a caller through. Can you please finish the sentence? If I had $1 for every time
someone mispronounced my name, I'd be a millionaire.
Ooh, okay. So, what are some of the ways that they say your name?
So, can you spell your name for us?
S-H-I-L-O-H.
Okay, so, how do people pronounce it?
They say Shiloh, or they'll say Silo.
Oh, of course.
But it is?
Yeah, but it's Shiloh.
Shiloh.
Yeah, I would have said Shiloh straight away. Yeah. I got you.
Thank you so much for the call, Shiloh.
A few more texts coming through here. Amanda says, you're obviously going to try for a girl because they have two boys.
Of course. This one, Jan says, if I had $1 for every time someone said, but you don't look sick, but yesterday you were fine, is what I get when I tell people I have fibromyalgia.
Oh, that would be so
annoying.
That would
be so annoying.
If I had $1 for every time, someone asked me, are you Canadian? Says Tim, but he's American. I'm guilty of that.
Really?
And I lived in Canada for 6 months.
Okay.
And now I can't tell the difference, really. Like, unless it's a really strong, thick Canadian accent.
See, I would go straight to, are you American, rather than are you Canadian?
Right, more people in America?
Yeah, that's what I figure.
So your odds are higher?
Yeah, I'm getting it right. Reggie says, I would get $1 every time someone commented on my beard. My beard is about 150 millimetres long. Oh, for every time someone said, how long did it take to grow, I'd be retired.
One here from, it's just jumped up, from Lisa. If I had a dollar for every time my kids said, I'll do it in a minute, I'd be a millionaire.
Rosie, if I had a dollar for every time the bank asked me about my debts, then I'd be debt-free.
So good, Kelly. I have four kids, so I get a lot of comments like, don't you have a TV? Or couldn't you just work out?
Oh, this is so funny. Miriam said, if I had a dollar for every time my parents nagged me, I'd be the richest person on earth by like...
A lot of numbers.
A bazillion bucks. That's age 11.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.